Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you may glorify your name through us. We ask that we may be humble before you, and we ask that we may hear your word and put it into practice in a way that all come to know the glory of your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we're going to kind of look at the readings today. I was about to say kind of look at the readings. Well, we always look at the readings. We don't just kind of, but we're going to look at the readings today. Today, we're going to look at Matthew 4, 21 through 25. And this is the reading for today. And there's even some alternate readings, but they all actually connect with this one, except for one, which is different gospel, and we'll talk about that at another time. That gospel is Mark 9, 34b through 37, but we're going to look at what I said earlier, Mark 4, 21 through 25. So the focus on this passage is that a lamp is not hidden under a bushel basket or under a bed, but it is in fact to be placed on a lampstand. Now, kind of an interesting thing to look at. I don't know if Jesus actually meant it this way or Mark actually meant it this way, as he's the one who wrote it, is that we see from the Old Testament that famous passage, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet." And what that actually means, and that's from Psalm 119, verse 105, and what that actually means is God's word is this way of showing us how to live. Always keep in mind, I've been thinking about this lately, I'm thinking of actually writing a column on this. A lot of times we look at, and I've talked about this many times before, we look at our faith is all about doing the right thing. Yes and no. Now, you might say, well, of course it's about doing the right thing. Yes, it is. That's what the yes part. But it's not just doing the right thing. What it really is pursuing wisdom, and in that wisdom, learning what is the right thing to do and then doing it. So when we see that passage that comes to us, it's actually in the gospel acclamation. It's not part of the reading, but it actually obviously brings us into the reading. Your word is a lamp for my feet. What we're actually talking about is the word is the wisdom of God. So, therefore, that word that is the wisdom of God, we seek that, we follow that, and that leads us to do the right thing. If we don't understand that dynamic, then we are going to define different ways what is the right thing. And that becomes the problem, because we're going to define for us, like we might, if we take everything away from the wisdom of God, then people in one part of the world will think certain things are the right thing, and people in another part of the world will think certain things are the right thing, and they may not click at all. A good example, if you're living in a society that doesn't believe in God, that rejects God, first of all, you're going to embrace the basic truths that all humans believe. So you're obviously going to think that something is, that everyone thinks is wrong, stealing is wrong, murdering is wrong, and all that. That's going to be a given anyway. But at the finer point, you're not going to understand what is the deeper realities, because you won't be rooted in the wisdom of God. So in one society, it may be a good thing to compliment people. Another society, you may think it's the right thing to do to constantly put people down because you're trying to make them feel better. Not feel better, obviously not. To do better. Do you understand? But you know that if you're constantly putting people down, number one, they tend to dislike you, and number two, you tend to become very unpopular, so that doesn't work. But you see what I'm saying? You can have different values, and obviously in different cultures, you always have certain values that are going to be different. But when we embrace the wisdom of God, we come to know a deeper truth. Give you an example, and this is one of the things I've been looking at. We always hear the focus is to avoid sin. And one of the things that we see is that if we seek to live a hedonistic lifestyle, we would consider that a sinful lifestyle. And a basic and not well communicated form of faith says that someone who lives a hedonistic lifestyle focusing on sin will end up in hell. Okay. But when we look and study the Word of God, what we understand is that if you focus on a hedonistic lifestyle, you cannot at the same time pursue true wisdom. So the person who focuses on worldly pleasures all the time will find that they will never experience the wisdom of God. And probably much too late in their lives will they come to understand this, because they chose not to. They chose not to seek the wisdom of God. But if you want to seek the wisdom of God, you understand that there are certain things that you cannot pursue. There are certain things that you have to not do. Otherwise, it's impossible for you to find the wisdom of God. So you understand that simple dynamic. And therefore, that's a form of wisdom. So when we look at your word as a lamp unto my feet, what that means is if I pursue your wisdom, I learn a deeper form of truth that leads me to understand that certain ways of life that maybe people have lived in the past just not going to work. And that becomes a universal truth that we pursue. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our website, by the way, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show. You can check out our Substack newsletter. Please consider sending us feedback if you'd like, telling us what you think of the program, what you like about it. If you'd like to donate to the show, that would really help the parish if you did. You can donate to the show. We're going to be putting together a Patreon page pretty soon. You can do that as well. You can go to our shopping page. We've got some interesting things on the shopping page, including my latest book. And if you buy the paperback edition and bring it by the parish, I'll be happy to sign it. I cannot sign your Kindle, I'm sorry. But there is a Kindle edition as well. And Father Adriano read it. He really liked it. He said it was kind of daring, which sometimes that can be. That's always a good sign, but that means that it's kind of edgy, which is good. So anyway, you can find that on the shopping page. And don't forget, you can go to Input for Homily and give us input on what you think I should preach about, and that would be really good. Anyway, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about this famous gospel verse, but we started with the what is, in this case, the gospel acclamation, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet." So what we see is Jesus says, then, is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket. See, if you're pursuing the wisdom of God, then you want to live that wisdom. You don't want to do it in secret. You don't want to pretend you are one person and do something else because it's you're pursuing the truth on one side, but then you don't want anyone to know, so you do it secretly. But the other thing is what that symbol that Jesus uses is when you are putting the wisdom of God into practice, you are becoming a sign, a light to others. For example, and I'm talking all different ages, but let me talk to anyone who is in the younger ages here, even high school or young adult. If you're part of a group and they want to engage in some kind of, not necessarily illegal activity, but maybe sinful activity, and you say no, you may have to turn around and say, look, if you're going to get into that, guys, I'm just not into it, and I'll talk to you later. But if you say no, that's acting as a light to others that may open the door to others saying no. But if you say, I don't want anyone to know what I really believe, so you go along with it, then you are at best, a light that's hidden under a bushel basket. You understand what the truth is, but you choose not to follow it because you want to hide it. But when you live the truth, and remember, you cannot do this on your own strength. That's why our prayer is so important. When you choose to live the truth, you will be assigned to others of that powerful truth. Now, another interesting thing is, if you are part of a group and they're engaged in doing things that maybe you think it's best not to do, and again, it doesn't necessarily have to be illegal, so it's not necessarily that they will be stopped by the police, just be something you realize, maybe this is best I don't do this, whatever it might be. And so but you are also a person of prayer and you take your prayer seriously, eventually you will come to a point where you will find either you have to give up your prayer or you'll have to give up the group. You will not be able to continue walking those two paths. One will have to go. And if you're really solid in your prayer, you'll give up the group. I've been in situations before, nothing illegal, obviously, or anything like that, where I knew I was associated with projects that ultimately were fine. They were even government funded and everything else, that I ultimately found that I couldn't reconcile it with my Catholic faith. And it wasn't, you know, some of this stuff is social justice stuff and everything else. But and it wasn't that the faith was against it. It was just the philosophies behind it, I couldn't embrace completely. And I eventually had to walk away. I had no choice. Because that's going to happen. If you are a person of faith and you choose to follow Christ, even if you're trying to do it in a hidden way, the more you root yourself in prayer, eventually one of those two paths is going to go away. And hopefully the one that goes away is the one that leads you, not necessarily away from Christ, but isn't leading you to Christ. But you will find that. That's also one of the reasons why I've talked about this before. If you have two parents and one of them wants to baptize a child and the other one doesn't, the priest can't baptize a child, because eventually that's going to cause a great separation between the two and the child be caught in the middle. So this is real. And what Jesus is talking about is something that if you're going to live your faith, recognize that you are a light that's going to shine into the darkness. And somewhere along the line, if you don't embrace that, then you will have to choose another path one way or another. Something will go away. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will talk to you tomorrow. In Cristo vivimos.